Seven games of hoops on a Saturday night. Dallas pads their lead in the play-in game. Lakers get a big W against Memphis, and the OKC Thunder just keep on winning. My name is Shlomo Stark.
My name is Levi Jacob.
And this is the NBA Daily Recap in 15 minutes or less. Game of the day, Lakers, Memphis. The battle for the 2-3-4-5 seed continues. And this Lakers win was huge. They now have a full game. They're now a full game ahead of the Grizzlies. They're down a game and a half against the Nuggets and three games against the Rockets. They're at the 4 seed right now. I think they would probably love to play the Grizzlies in that 4-5 spot, but then maybe not, because then they'd play the Thunder the next game. Anyway, I'm getting ahead of myself, but nice victory. There was a lot of nice LeBron dunks, some good Luka passes. LeBron and Luka and Austin Reeves played well. He led them in scoring with 31 points, but he seems to like really work well with Luka and LeBron, no?
Yeah, he seems to be literally the perfect player next to them. Also, it's worth mentioning Ja. He had 22 and 10. He looked super chill. I think that come playoff time, this Grizzlies team is not going to be fun to play against. Like, I think that they're literally saving it up. It looks to me like they're just, you know, saving their legs. Not pretty for whoever has to play against them eventually.
Yeah, I agree. Also, like, Scottie Pippen Jr. randomly is, like, good. Like, he's just, they have, like, these sneaky guys who will just come at you. And Lakers have beaten them in the playoffs. Like, this similar team, I guess, they had Anthony Davis, though. But the Moran, JJJ, Bain, that's a nice three. And then when you have the Zach Edes, you have the Luke Kennard, Scottie Pippen Jr., Jalen Wells even now a little bit. Like, they're deep, and I like them. Next. Dallas beats Chicago, also a battle for the 10 seed in the West. They have really padded that lead. They now have a 1.5 game lead against the Suns in the 11th seed and a half a game lead against the Kings for the 10th seed. So they're in the 9th slot now. Very, very exciting stuff. The West is just so exciting. Like the 2-3-4-5-6-7-8, there's a battle between, I talk about this all the time, but I'm just looking at it every game. It's 2-3-4-5-6-7-8 and 9-10-11. All of them are battling, and it's really, really fun to see. Next, OKC just keeps winning. SGA scores 33 again. As Thunder, they are the league leaders. They have over 60 wins. Now they have their 9th straight win. SGA, the league's leading scorer by far, made 10 of 23 field goals, 10 of 12 free throws, and was just amazing again. Lou Dort, 22 points, 6 of 7 from 3. Jalen Williams, 18 points. I love this Thunder team. Love them so much. Burton played okay, at 18 points, and the Pacers did win 6 of their last 7. This OKC's just, they dominate. They dominate.
I almost have the opposite effect of you, where like you don't want to talk about like the boring games. I'm a very big OKC fan. I don't want to talk about them in terms of like, I don't want to jinx anything. They're just so good.
They're really, really great. They shot 51% from the field and only had 9 turnovers as a team. Like, you can't beat that. They are the heavy, heavy favorites to win the championship, I think. It feels like it's their season to lose.
Especially now the Cavs lost on Friday, right? Wasn't a great game for them either. So, because he's pulling ahead.
Yep. Speaking of my pick for the finals matchup, I don't think it'll be Boston. I don't think it'll be Cleveland. I think it'll be Boston. They beat the Spurs 121-111 because of a guy named Jason Tatum, who scored 29 points, 10 rebounds. He's now 7-for-7 from the line. He's getting into the Giannis category now of the, like, no one talks about me and top players of the league, but I'm literally just every night showing up and balling out and leading my team to victory. Him and Giannis are like, you know, 1A and 1B in that category of underrated players. I really like Boston. I am worried about how many threes they take. Like, they shot 51 threes. Happens to be it was okay because they like 33% from three, they 17 of 51. It was fine because they played the Spurs, who, you know, like, all right, you know, Castle's a rookie. Keldon Johnson led them in scoring. Like, okay, like you, a Boston team can beat them even when they shoot 30% from three. But that makes me nervous come playoff time.
This team also has like highs and lows. Like they hit like different, like hot streaks, cold streaks. Jason Tatum is like literally the lead example of that on the Celtics. The past, I want to say 2 months, they've been on a very good hot streak. I'm worried. Last year, it worked out for them because their uptick, their hot streak came right when the playoffs started. Like right a few games before, right when the playoffs started. I wonder if this year is the year that the opposite happens for them because they've had some injuries here and there, obviously. They're playing pretty well right now, but players who usually go out with injuries are playing healthy right now. So I'm a little bit worried for them that the timeline doesn't exactly match up.
Next, Orlando beat Sacramento. Not a significant game. No, with them losing and Dallas winning, that's not good for them with the seeding for the race for the 9-10-11 spot. That's a big loss. Banchero's awesome. I would love to see if he could do like something playoff time, but it's just funny when you think about this team took the Cavs to 7 last year. In the first round, and the Cavs just took such a step up, and the Magic has taken such a step down. And you would have expected the opposite because Banchero is kind of growing, but I guess you could chalk it up to injuries, no Suggs. You would expect them to take a step forward because Banchero should be better. Franz coming off the Olympics, and Suggs has been fantastic defensively, but they had that period of the oblique injury, and they were great. Remember the first like 10 games of the season were like, whoa, Magic might be like a 2-3 seed. But then the oblique injuries, and then Suggs got hurt, and Mo got hurt, and everyone just got hurt, and then they have not bounced back since then.
Yeah. They.
I'm just saying, last year when the Cavs and Magic went to 7, if you would have asked me then, next season, who's going to be like, if I were to pick one team to win, like, to have like an amazing regular season, I would pick the Magic, not the Cavs.
Right. Right.
And it's pretty cool. It's like interesting to see how that works. Like if one team was going to be 36 and 39 and another team was going to be 59 and 15, I would guess the Cavs were the 30 win team and the Magic were the other one because it seemed like the thing was going up for Paolo and going down for the Cavs.
I would have still thought it was the other way, but I wouldn't think that there would be this big of a gap.
Yeah. They were the connect. That was the NBA The Recap in 15 minutes or less. I want to thank you, Levy, for co-hosting and producing. And I want to thank you for listening.